Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away? Or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? To find your MO, tap now. Or for information on safe travel, come see me at visitmo.com.
Hello, everybody. It is time for another one of our weekend previews here on the Blue Room. It's Watford at Goodison Park. They have had a typically chaotic start to the season, sacking Isco Muñoz and bringing in Claudio Ranieri as manager. They got absolutely levered by the Reds last week. So naturally, we're all very nervous about what's going to happen at Goodison Park on Saturday. Joining me earlier on to pick through a typically crazy start to the season was Adam Leventhal from The Athletic, who spoke about Watford's strategies, the old manager, the new manager, Ismaïla Sarr, and what we can expect at Goodison Park this weekend. We also spoke about Abdoulaye Doucouré and the way in which he's been playing. Just a reminder, if you want to hear this in full, about half an hour altogether, patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Get daily shows in the build-up too, and looking back at all of Everton's football matches. So that will be around £1 a week. It works out as you can cancel the contract anytime you like. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Hopefully we'll see you over there. In the meantime, hope you enjoy this clip from Adam earlier on. In Ismaïla Sarr, it feels like there's certainly a player there who people can turn up every single week at Vicarage Road and follow this team around the country and really just get excited about watching him. And I don't think he's by any means the finished article yet, but when he's on it, he is so exciting. He's so vibrant, and you know, he looks like a lad who's destined to go to the very top.
Yeah, I think so. I think when he is on it, he is definitely a match for pretty much any fullback of any level. You know, he's a proper player. It's making sure that he's at that level consistently. He was played as a central striker against Liverpool. That's your first mistake. Don't play him as a central striker. And Ranieri has accepted that that was a mistake, by the way. So he will be playing on the right-hand side. And he'll be lining up against, what is it going to be, Lucadinho, is it?
Yeah, he's been having a bit of an iffy season, so could be
interesting about
that.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good news. So, you know, if he can, but all he needs to do, and he doesn't do it enough, but when he does it, it's an absolute nightmare for everyone. Get the ball, knock it past your fullback, and keep on doing it. On the opening day of the season, Matt Target, Aston Villa left back, got absolutely ripped to shreds from the very, very start. And you just thought, do that every game. But sometimes he'll come a little bit too central. He won't be there for the pass outside. You know, it's sort of old school winger vibes with him. Chalk on the boots, stay on there. Don't move. And every time we have the opportunity to give it to you, pick the ball up and go, because you're brilliant. And He can beat you every time, even on a short little run in. He has got that explosive pace, and he's a far cleverer player than he was two seasons ago. His improvement and his sort of technical nous and all that sort of stuff is upper level. So he's got it all there. He just needs a head coach. Like when Nigel Pearson came in, give the ball to him and get him going. It's simple. It really is that simple. And hopefully Claudio Ranieri, after, you know, looking upside down on whatever he was looking at and playing him as a central striker, don't do that. Play him on the right, give him the ball and let him go at the fullback. Job done. It is as simple as that. And look, by saying that, I'm sounding naive, because then teams will go, well, we'll just double up against him, we'll make it really difficult. But if you continue that threat all the time, fine, double up. We'll switch the play over to the left-hand side. Use it. Do you know what I mean? It's like you have to try that threat first. Don't think, oh, well, they're doubling up, so I'm not going to bother. You've got to keep going. You really do, because he can do it, you know, at the beginning of the game. He can do it deep in the game, because he very rarely comes off. He doesn't come off when he runs out of steam. He virtually plays every game 90 minutes, and he's still got, you know, plenty of gas in the tank. So, yeah, he is our big threat, just as long as we use him in the correct way.
Yeah, could be an interesting battle, that one. And the Everton player I wanted to ask you about, unfortunately, isn't going to be playing on Saturday in Abdoulaye Doucouré. I don't know how much attention you paid to Everton last season or early this season, but last year he was sort of babysitting James Rodriguez a little bit, playing in that right channel and had to do the running of effectively two players, which he can do. And he was, you know, he had a perfectly good season last year, but it felt like early this season that Rafael Benitez had unlocked his true potential, and he was that player that, you know, when me and you spoke last summer, you said the season before last, he was unbelievable in regards to, you know, being able to do a bit of everything. And it's just been like a black cloud hanging over all Evertonians this week, because he has been unbelievable in the opening weeks of the season. And to not have him for 5 or 6 weeks is devastating for us, because we've got no one who's anywhere near his level. But what have you made of the way in which he's been playing in the early weeks of the season?
I think exactly as you've outlined it, you know, he had to be always looking over his shoulder last season, didn't he? And just worried about the space in behind. Obviously, he still does that now, but his first thought is to give the ball and go for the return pass and be part of the attacks, be box to box, be a sort of, rather than a more of a six, he's an eight, an up and down eight, you know. So that is his perfect role, because he's got that attacking instinct as well. And we've seen him pop up with assists and goals and things like that. So, you know, that is perfect for him. And when he's got that free rein, it's not a problem, because his engine, he's like a Duracell bunny. He just keeps on going and going and going. And it is a massive blow for Everton not to have him. And I think it's actually really unfortunate, because obviously he didn't get a chance to play against Watford last season. And, you know, he would have liked to have had the opportunity, sort of not sticking two fingers up, because he was well thought of by the Watford fans. And I think everyone sort of felt it's fair enough. He deserves a big move. And it's great to have seen a player that we knew was going to use Watford as a stepping stone kick on. You know, it's like when Etienne Capoue went to Villarreal and then was playing in the Europa League final, having been played against Barnsley, for Watford a couple of months earlier on. That's fine. When you see that, it's fine. It's a bit like Richarlison almost. I mean, Richarlison left a little bit soon, but it's fine. Fly away, kick on. We'll take the money and we'll rebuild. That's fine. It's absolutely fine. So it is sad that he won't get his opportunity to play against Watford. But then the majority of the fans at Goodison will be going, whew, thank goodness for that. Thank goodness that we don't have to face Doucouré against the midfield that we've had, which hasn't been functioning as well as the Everton midfield. So it takes the sting out of things a little bit, especially considering the amount of ground that he's been covering in your midfield. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's going to replace him and whether you have to completely change your plan of action, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's going to be the challenge. Well, you can't replace him. Everton haven't got a player like him who can do the things he does. They've got players that can do parts of what he does, but no one near the all-round capabilities. But yeah, it's good to know that potentially when we play at Watford later in the season anyway, that the Corey would be getting those rubber snakes waved at him like Richarlison does.
Yeah. I don't think he'll get a... He had a good song and I thought he was well thought of. It's all about the atmosphere at the time, isn't it, really?
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.